We're live now. Happy Wednesday, everybody, and welcome to Market Overdrive, at which my co-host will focus. Focus, Nick Mehmeti. Let me bring you in. Hola.
Hold up. Let me get my mic on. Is my mic on?
Can you start singing Despacito?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not Justin Bieber.
You think you are?
I'm just a radio host.
No, nope. Man.
I'm not the Biebs.
You sing that every day in the office now.
Despacito.
You know why? Because I figure we needed intro music, and we don't have intro music. So can you please do us the honor?
No.
Okay, good.
No, how about we just introduce our guests and get on with the topic today?
What is the topic of today?
It is the worst topic in all of real estate.
It's the worst. Seriously, it's the worst
process.
It's
probably the most important topic in all of real estate, but it's also the most nitpicky, annoying, brutal. I think everybody hates all city officials in every district when they're trying to accomplish something, and I think that is because of the permit process.
It is. And you know, sometimes
horrendous.
We like to have topics that are like, you know, buyer-centric, seller-centric, just people. This one is like overall. Like, I would say attention developers, attention rehabbers. But seriously, when you're buying and you get stuck in a situation where the property, you know, has some permit issues, you're stuck with that. And that's why we decided to bring in, go ahead and make an introduction.
I'm going to let you go ahead and do the introduction.
Why don't we let our co-host, Graco Funes, make the introduction?
Good morning, everybody. I got forgotten again.
You're always forgotten.
Hi, yes. Graco.
Hey,
how are you?
What's up, man? You're not relevant.
Why don't you sing Despacito then?
Despacito. No. But I am happy, to introduce one of my childhood father figures.
Aww.
He used to coach me. You know, a lot of people know that I did play baseball.
So he called you daddy? He called you daddy?
Oh, okay. No.
Okay.
We have Joe Glorioso here of Windy City Consulting and Robert Nelter here talking about...
Is it Nelter or Nolter?
Nolter.
Nolter, okay.
Me.
Of Windy City Consulting.
Of Windy City Consulting, cool.
So thank you guys for being here. And you guys are going to chime in on how we can expedite this process and make it a lot smoother for Carla, because she never pulls permits.
Are you serious right now?
Well, just one question, Carla.
Yes,
what are all the addresses of your buildings?
Joe, I thought we started off right.
We did. I just
compliments.
Want to make sure you have everything right.
I said you were a handsome man. You reciprocated, unlike the other evil people. Really, Nick Mehmeti?
Attaboy.
That may be my
Can
wife.
Can we take it?
She's
business. Business is
all right, let's focus. But yes, building permits and business licensing is what you guys do for a living. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Rob, would you like to share?
Yeah, Rob.
Yeah, so people, they hire us to go down to City Hall and represent them on behalf of their projects and their businesses. So, you know, we'll take their architectural plans and fill out all the necessary paperwork and be the intermediary, you know, between them and City Hall.
We navigate the system for them as far as, you know, you don't want to pay to park $30 downtown and take a day off of work and then get in line with one form, and after an hour or so, you waited, and then they say, oh, where's the other form, or where's the notarized form?
Well, that's just it. Paying for parking and taking a day off work is the easy part.
I was going to say,
all this
I would
other
gladly
crap
do that.
That they put you through, and it doesn't matter. Like, you guys are obviously specialists in the city of Chicago. That's what you guys, I mean, you're called Windy City Consulting for a reason, I'm assuming. But, you know, these nuances and problems, they're everywhere. You know, we have listeners that are listening to us from the suburbs all the way out to other states and across country.
Mm-hmm.
This is the same issue countrywide. You know, you need, in some places, like you said, we were joking before we went on the air, you need a permit to drink water in certain suburbs. I
yes.
mean, it's insane. So I guess that the real reason to hire someone like you is to avoid the tape. Once you do pay for parking and take the day off work, there's all this stuff going on. So
the
intricacies. Give us some of the most give us something that people have no idea about as far as what type of stuff requires permits.
Repairing your porch.
Really?
Yep. Just repairing a few steps and some rails, and maybe your rails are too short now, you know.
Why? Because
the code changed.
Yeah. Somebody could fall over the railing.
So say I went online and mm-hmm. I YouTubed it mm-hmm. and I figured out how to do it and what are the guidelines, what are the height restrictions and whatnot. So I figured it all out. Why do I need a permit?
Because YouTube doesn't tell you about getting a permit. In the city of Chicago,
well, we
does.
Just thought of an idea here, George.
Yeah,
Joe.
Yeah.
We,
that's
can,
a good
we
idea.
Can start a YouTube channel on
we
how
should.
To yell at city officials.
Or, you know, they try to help you. They're willing to help you. We have a great relationship with most of the department, be it a clerk at the front desk, could be a project manager that handles the plans, could be a deputy commissioner that approves making decisions on some things that might be walking a fine line, all the way to the commissioner. The commissioner is extremely resident and owner friendly, are the billing commissioner that we have today. And so they all understand the fight that people have with contractors sometimes, or even an expediter or an architect. So they try their hardest to get you in and out of there. They don't want the bottleneck either.
You know, everybody in the real estate world, you know, back during the crash, people were losing their homes. Mm. Some people would go and hire attorneys to help save their homes. And, you know, a lot of the lenders are out there saying, you don't even need one. Don't pay for that. You can do it yourself. Permits, you can do it yourself. What is the you can do anything yourself. But what is the average time for somebody not hiring a company like yourselves typically to get a permit for, let's just say, a brand new construction project?
Oh, wow.
You want to build your own house.
Yeah.
And you have your architectural plans.
Mm-hmm.
And you submit. What's the average time for that person that wants to take it upon himself to do the whole project on his own, maybe even GC his own project, which is really getting mucky now, but let's just keep going. Versus hey, I can do anything. Let's just get that straight. Versus hiring Windy City Consulting through the process.
Well, I'll let Rob finish this, but I could just say that
I think, somebody trying to do it on their own, it's probably a 2-month process where we could probably cut that in half.
That's it? 2 months?
Yeah.
No way in heck.
New building?
I have a project.
New building?
You guys know about this project, Roscoe. 2 years in the making.
Well, that's because it's yours. That's because it's yours.
No, I'm serious. My client has been waiting for permits a whole year, the contractor told us.
Did they do it on their own, though? But,
no, they didn't hire an expediter. That's the difference between a GC doing it and getting permits themselves versus an expediter.
Well, there's plans. It depends on your architect.
That's
what
I was just going
to
say.
Some architects take, like, the gestation period of an elephant just to give you a some plans.
And not firing everybody.
And not all of them are that knowledgeable, you know, with Chicago building codes. I mean, you know, they might be great designers and whatnot and give the customer what they want, but does it really meet code? And that's where we kind of come in and we initially look at it and say, listen, guys, we need to show this way or that way if we're going to expedite it and get this through the system. So
the presentation, you know how to package it.
Let's face it,
I mean, you open up saying no one wants to take the day off and no one wants to, you know, pay for parking downtown. But in the world of the Ubers and the Amazons and, like, getting food delivered to your front door, people want this done for them, especially if they don't know the process, though. And I think, Nick, you were talking more about the intricacies of wrapping it up and presenting it. Like, what do we need to do? What is our next step? My client seriously lost his property in a fire. And so a year ago, now it's going to be 2 years. I was supposed to list it and bring it to the market this year, you know, at the height of the market, which is now. And we're still nowhere near completion because of permits not being issued.
Hmm. Probably a lot of revisions on that.
Yeah,
with architectural drawings.
Corrections.
So when you're saying a two-month timeline, I mean, that sounds like...
It's in a perfect world, you know, perfect...
I mean, I can vouch because I did 7 projects, you know, renovations. These were gut rehabs.
And you got permits for all of them?
Full gut rehab.
Because we're taking
permits.
Addresses right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know them all.
He got all my permits.
Oh, Joe got it. Okay.
He got all my permits for all the trades, and it was a 3-to-4-week process.
That's awesome.
But there was a way that he let me get started on the project, not having to wait for my HVAC permit or my electrical permit. There's ways, ins and outs, to let the, you know, owner, rehabber per se, get started on the project immediately. And that's what I leaned on them for, because they know those ins and outs.
Legally, by the way.
Legally,
yes. Right.
We recommend in certain situations, you know, breaking the project up, doing an interior demolition.
Legally. We're here to do everything and tell everybody how to do things legally. For the illegal way of doing things, catch our other show, Market No Drive. No, but here, there's this conception now. I'm just trying to think like an everyday consumer. Well, if I'm hiring an architect that is supposedly really great and knows what he's doing, or it's an architect I've used over the years, shouldn't an architect know all this stuff? Shouldn't an architect pretty much know the ins and outs of every city? Shouldn't my permit just go right in and go right out? I mean, architects, you know, are paid to know this stuff, aren't they? I mean, they're not just designers. They're also supposed to be knowledgeable about codes, and especially an experienced architect. So what would you say to somebody that has that kind of mentality?
I think the code, it changes a lot. I mean, just this past April, City Council passed all these changes as far as roof decks go. You know, there's been a spew of garage roof decks and roof decks going up on principal buildings. And the building department and the zoning department both kind of worked together and came up with a whole new set of regulations to help, you know, get these things through and ensure safety, you know, ensure that the life safety of people is, you know, preserved.
But, I get that. I mean, it's all about the safety and making sure that everything is up to code, right?
Yes. And a good example is it could cost you anywhere from $4,000 to $7,000 for a variation to get that roof deck put on, right?
What's a variation?
It's the Zoning Board of Appeals. You want to...
Well, yeah, there's certain setback requirements, both, you know, with zoning and even with building code as far as frame construction goes. You have to be a certain distance away from your lot lines or your
okay.
the property line that you share with your neighbor. And so that's, you know, the architects, yes, their job is to know that, but not all of them, you know, are down at City Hall on a consistent basis. And, you know, I've seen architects with the, you know, the 2005 building code in their office, and that's what they're going off of, yeah. you know, a code book from a
decade ago. An architect
ago.
That's built a lot in the suburbs and now he wants to do a project in the city.
Yes.
And that's where you should really be yeah. cautious of an architect.
And we should applaud the city for making that decision because it's caused a person to... Man, I want a roof deck. Everybody else has one. So they go and build it without a permit, without using the proper non-combustible materials or what have you. And I know of an incident where a guy built this roof deck on his garage on a very tight block. He didn't have the right setback from his neighbor's garage. And they were barbecuing on this wooden roof. And
I like where this
was
is
that
going.
Nick?
I like where this is going.
Yeah, you know
oh,
where
was
it's
that
going.
Grokl? That was one of Grokl's
and it's
deals.
Going so mm-hmm. bad that it caused a giant fire. Next door garage caught fire. A couple cars got burned.
Oh, wow.
The garage next door got burned. His insurance company said, well, you built it without a permit. How's it my fault?
So he didn't get any.
But how are the ribs?
Extra wow. well done.
Well done.
Very burnt.
Well, I get it. I mean,
so the city's trying to protect you from
and
yourself.
And here you're talking about who do we have to go yell at city.
Yeah.
They're here to protect us.
They're watching. They want you to
Big Brother your, to protect us.
Yeah, they also want to make sure that your neck is in that noose too, you know? So I mean, to build something without a permit could also be dangerous.
Right.
And now let's go to the, you're a homeowner, you're in the suburbs, a very quiet neighborhood, you're within your walls, no one's going to see you, you mm-hmm. want to just completely rip the kitchen out, redo a couple bathrooms, and just move on. You don't have time for all these inspections and yeah. blah, 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 blah. So you do like a mini gut rehab on your existing home, you know, and I can say that I know people that have done this. The problem comes later, you know. You're going to go sell the place,
right?
And all of a sudden, it looks nothing like what right. the city has on file, and you're trying to get.
I've seen it at a closing where somebody got $20,000 back, based on based on what the fees would be for plans, permits, and someone to do the work and contractors, even after the fact. So. That could be another one. You know, you're all set and ready to go. You got your closing day. You're thinking, well, I'm going on vacation with that money. I'm going to buy a new car. I'm going to buy that other house. And then the rug gets pulled out right at the closing where the buyer might say, hey, what about these violations that no one mentioned?
Right.
And then suddenly it's like humana humana. And we see a lot of that.
You do.
Did you just do Ralph Cramden?
I did.
Ralph Cramden from The Honeymoon.
Actually, I did Fred Flintstone, who was Ralph Cramden, but in color.
Norton. And wait a minute. Norton. Wait, isn't your last name Norton?
No, it's close. It's close. Abdullah, it's close to Nolter.
Oh, my Abdullah. God. He's never been cut off on the show. I love it, Joe. You're my favorite kind of guy.
Thank you.
I love it. So it's peak season, right? And this show is just following a one that we have last week about new construction. And then we've also talked about flipping and rehabbing properties. And we get it. Chicago is hot right now. Everybody wants to get in the flipping game. But then can you just give our listeners just one point of advice? Like, where do we start? If you're thinking of, like, investing money to buy and flip, and people want to avoid that and cut corners with respect to permits because it's pricey, it's time-consuming, and it just messes up the profitability of, you know, the profit margins. What do you say to them? How do you start?
I always say you start by hiring us to do the proper research. You know, we'll you know, look at the property. We'll look up what the building department has on file, any open violations, and, you know, we'll give you recommendations from there. We'll also look at old maps. The City of Chicago Library System, they've digitized the Sanborn Fire Insurance maps, which will show how a building looked for the last 100 years. And we could see, hey, was that a rear addition built legally, or did somebody just put it up? Because once you close on that property, you know, you're taking the whole responsibility for whatever's there.
Even if it was done before I bought it.
Even if it was done 40, 50, 60 years ago.
No way.
Yes.
Here's a great example I tell my clients all the time when they walk in. If I just sold you my car with a cracked windshield, you give me the
I can see that.
But you're taking it, right?
Right.
And you drive 2 blocks away and the police pull you over, they're not giving me the ticket anymore. You got it.
But I can argue you already know about it.
You just talked about time and money and it's peak season and blah, 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 right? He just told you that 60 days versus 30 days. And to me, 30 days in all construction in any real estate means a nice chunk of money.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah,
it does.
Because now I miss my window.
If you're building to resell, 30 days is a lot of money. You could miss your window, as you just said, especially in certain suburbs and school districts and blah, 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 all that stuff. But what if you're just a homeowner and, you know, mortgage payments and you're still paying rent or whatever you're doing elsewhere? I mean, 30 days is 30 days.
Well, the fines, the court time, and if your building's in a LLC, you'll have to hire an attorney. You'll have to go to court. You'll definitely get a fine. And then the city
to the fines. What are we talking about here, fines?
You don't pay them anyways.
Could be $500-$600.
How much?
$500 to $600.
That is a lot of money.
Per violation.
Yeah, but also, then you still have to get the permit once you're caught.
And you pissed everybody off already.
And you also pay a stop work order fee that's assessed. So
the moral of the story is don't do it.
Right.
Do your due diligence before you close on anything.
Think about all the workers that you just put out too, your crew. Now they can't work on that project.
Mm-hmm. And they're stalled.
Oh, right. Look at you, the big picture of it all.
Right. They may not come back.
I'm a realtor. I'm looking at peak market times. I'm looking at the fact that I can't bring this property on the market now. And then now you're talking about 30 to 60, like what Nick says. Now I'm in September.
But they just told you that there's ways to start the project immediately, where you don't have to wait for the electrical permit.
Wait, how do I do that?
If you don't have violations.
Okay.
Right? Now, let's say you got a violation on your porch.
Mm-hmm.
You can't repair your kitchen without addressing the porch. But if you don't, and this is something you bought, and you say, you know what, I want to just rehab this place. I'm going to take a bedroom out and this and that. Well, you could do the kitchen. We can get you a permit for kitchen and bathroom. So while you're starting that, then you could move into getting your full permit.
Yeah,
but that's why to contact people like yourselves, you kind of give them at least a head start. Like, this is where you can start immediately, and then while you're working through everything else,
we can break down the scope of work of the project.
So you're working in lead.
It's brilliant.
Yes, right. As far as a full gut rehab goes, we'll go in for a removal of non-load bearing partitions, which that permit can probably be done in about 2 weeks. And as that's being done, the full building permit is being reviewed by all the other examiners. So.
What's scarier is people don't even know every single type of permit, and every city's got different layers of stuff.
Yes.
I mean, you know, some people, I think some suburbs don't even require a demolition permit. Some do, some don't. Am I not correct about that? Some of them.
Some.
Yeah.
They require, or dumpster permits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's just like a permit on everything, you know, and like I said earlier, even drinking a glass of water might require a permit in some places.
Yeah.
So it's creepy to know.
Because I love water.
Yeah. It's creepy to know that there's just so much going on.
Yeah.
And we're kind of focused around Chicago right now. But again, I know you and I have done flips outside of Chicago, and you learn something new, especially every time you walk into a new suburb. You're like, wait, what? I've never had to do that before. Wait, huh? Well, what's that for, you know?
About, like I said, back to they're protecting you from yourself. Back in the 90s, there was a porch collapse. It was the first big one. And I happen to have been working in the alderman's office of that district. So I went out to it right away in the morning. And it was horrible. The scene was horrible, of course. I had kids that age that would be hanging out on a porch, but at a party maybe. But there were kegs of beer, and there were way too many people on this porch. But what really happened was they started to make the porch sway because there were so many people on it. They felt it moving. Well, it just wasn't built for that type of party. It was built just to run up the stairs, maybe put your groceries in when you're moving, take the stove and fridge out. And even then, it probably didn't have the right
capacity to hold that many people.
Yeah. So
was that the Wrigleyville Club,
No, this was in Wicker Park.
Oh, wow.
It was on Wicker Park Street, I think, actually.
We had the big news story. What was it, 8 years ago?
Yeah.
Where a whole
party
deck fell and, like, people got killed, the whole 9 years.
Right.
So how does something like that happen? How does that get through the cracks where, you know, you have it's a huge deck, looks like something you should be able to party on, it's in the backyard of your house.
I would almost guarantee that they probably didn't pull building permits. And the other part of the permit process is they require your contractors to all be, you know, City of Chicago licensed and bonded, insured contractors. So if you're not getting a building permit, then sometimes these guys are using substandard contractors who don't care. They're not going to make sure that that deck is built to support 100 pound per square foot live load. And, these things will happen then.
And that's the thing, right? We're laughing about this topic because we know how annoying the process is.
Yep.
Because we're all investors. But at the same time, we're here to protect our consumers, and we're here to advise you on what best route to take. And obviously, it's going to be time-consuming and it's going to be costly. But the end goal is to not get in trouble in the future.
Right.
And I love, Joe, what you said about protecting yourself from, protecting from yourself.
Yeah.
Because what do you say to these homeowners or landlords that are now renting out attics or, what we call in-law basements or in-law attics? And we're seeing a lot of that as market peaks for rental. Everybody's trying to rent out one part of their property,
right.
Airbnb-ing it. So, are people at some point complaining and turning people in that this was built illegally or it's an illegal basement, illegal attic?
Sure. Here's my classic story. I got two of them, but here's the best. And this lady was an educated news reporter from Columbia. She had a friend here in Chicago, and she found a four-unit building for her to come and buy.
Okay.
In truth, it was a single-family bungalow on the northwest side. And it happened to be two doors down from the best precinct captain for that alderman in the
ward.
Oh,
boy.
And how they found out was when they rented the attic apartment, the basement apartment, the main floor she lived on, and then the four guys living in the garage.
The coach house.
No, the garage.
It sounds like a coach house.
Well, the coach house had this like 12.
I need to see the remarks on that listing.
12-inch
beautiful coach house.
Yeah. Well, yeah. 12-inch pipe going from the house all the way to the garage, and inside this 12-inch pipe was a water line, a gas line, and electric.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And then when we opened the garage,
can't blame them for being innovative.
No, and the sad part was these were guys who were trying to make a living that lived there, four people paying their rent, but they also worked at restaurants late at night. So when they came home at 2 a.m. from closing the pizza joint, they decided to have a little two-on-two basketball game in the alley of their apartment. And kind of had the music on loud. And this is a neighborhood that's changing, kind of like Portage Park area.
Okay.
So in that area. And that kind of set off some red flags and sirens. And that's how she was able to have the inspectors come visit her.
So they complain about the noise because these guys are partying at
And then they found
odd hours.
Yep. And then they found out, how come all these cars? We're seeing more cars on the block.
That must have been a cool coach house.
Yes, it was a one-level garage door, big garage door, four beds, and AstroTurf grass carpeting.
Nice.
And they had a sink. They had a sink, but no toilet. And maybe that was another thing. Maybe the toilet was out the door there.
The sink So more, was the toilet?
Yeah.
I mean,
come on.
Well, maybe.
There was a sewer. There was a toilet right outside the garage.
All kidding aside, you're talking about a cool, fun party pad. But let's face it. Let's talk
about... no toilet?
Well, I mean...
That's a lot of fun.
They're playing at the alley.
The sad part was she bought this, gave the guy a chunk of money down in cash, and he went back to Columbia, and she was making payments to him according to the rents that she was receiving. And now she wound up having to sell the house because she couldn't keep paying. Her, you know, she was getting $300 on the top, $400 in the basement, maybe another $200 or $300 in the garage.
But that's a problem because she thought she was buying a legal four-unit building.
Right, right.
And they didn't do their due diligence at the time of purchase, and then they just inherited
the
problem.
It was a cash deal, friend-to-friend kind
of. Oh, nice.
Give good friends.
Give me $50,000 down.
Yeah, seriously.
And I'm going to leave the country, and you mail it to this post office box.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and you're talking about, you know, again, a party pad. But let's. What about the Pilsens of the world, the Little Village of the world, the Bronzeville, the South Shore area where people are flipping properties without permits? What about, you know, like the neighborhoods where people are like, let's just keep our doors closed and not do it?
Yeah.
I mean, I had an issue like 4 years ago with a client. It was coming from California. I realized that Chicago was hot. This was Washington Park area. Or Washington Heights, I'm sorry. And decided that he would go to Home Depot, pick up employees to come and do the work, and then later not pay them. And he never pulled permits. So he was illegal all around.
Sure.
People are doing this kind of business, and that's why we're here to elevate your real estate IQ about the do's and don'ts, because you can't get away with it. Eventually, you're going to get caught. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, if you keep spinning the wheel, eventually, you know. Yeah.
Carla got caught.
Wait, what?
Busted.
Carla got caught.
Nick, what are you doing?
I am focused.
What is...
I didn't do anything.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, but hey, no.
Here's another one.
I was really upset about this because I have to sell these properties, and I like to tell my clients I'm not putting my name on something like that because I could get in trouble as well, right? As a licensed real estate broker, you have to disclose.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do now? You're going to pull permits properly?
Well, you can.
Get an expedited.
Call us first. You're going to call us first, and if you want, you know.
But
you
Joe, everybody's buying duplex, too. Everybody's buying multi-units.
Look, I got a client right now. The file's on hold. Because it's registered as a legal, non-conforming two-unit. Underwriting says we need a rebuild letter. Never once have I been able to get a rebuild letter in the city of Chicago. In the burbs, all day long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's a rebuild letter?
If the thing goes down, can the same exact structure be put back up so that the lender's protected with the same collateral that it approved?
Okay.
So we reach out to the building department, 60 days to get a rebuild letter.
That's painful.
Yes.
2 weeks to get a zoning cert. But we don't need a zoning cert. We need a rebuild letter.
Yes.
So you guys can expedite something like that?
We do. Yes, we do. We've applied for these rebuild letters, and we've got them in about half that time, Grocco. Yeah.
Wow.
So. I was just going to say you didn't call me for that, Grocco.
Well, I just found out yesterday.
Your father figure.
He's going to call you later.
Stepfather figure.
He loves everybody.
I didn't even go to godfather figure. I just went
Was he even a good baseball player? I think he
actually,
like, tries to back brag
tell
about
you,
that.
I'm going
to
tell you.
True.
I'm going to tell you.
Was he the slowest player?
Yes. He was also a great hitter.
Really?
Really.
But
he strikes me as someone who's never got past second base.
Anybody, but his uniform was clean all the time.
Because he never got dirty.
He was, if he got dirty as a 12-year-old, he was pissed.
Oh, my God. You're always a pretty boy.
I would take dirt and throw it when he wasn't looking on his back.
Coach, I wanted to wear this next game without washing it.
Yeah.
That's because every time I came up, I hit a home run.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I didn't have to slide.
No, he was a very good hitter. He was a very, very good hitter.
Just slow.
Fast wrists.
Fast wrists.
12 years old, fast wrists. I don't know.
He strikes me as a catcher.
No, he was a third baseman.
Oh, yeah. They put the chubby kids at third
base. Can we go back to real estate now?
We're going back. We're going back.
We don't want to hear about Grocco.
You brought in the baseball
you
story.
You did. Just stop. She has
What's
no idea.
What's he playing now? What are you playing?
He's playing loan officer.
When he went to play golf, he was wearing this matching outfit with white pants and a red shirt.
What's the line, bro? You look good, you feel good. You feel good, you play good. You play good, you eat good.
Exactly. I got to remember that.
Yeah.
I just eat good.
Yeah.
I don't have to remember any of that. Thanks.
So, what
Yeah, take it back.
Take it back. Take it back. Let's get the permits.
Okay, what were we talking about?
Permits. So nobody, no one caught this, right? Because I'm always looking for the next best opportunity. But
yes,
you said Portage Park. Well, are you saying Portage Park like, because a lot of people are pulling permits in Portage Park?
Or it might have been Portage, Indiana, now that I'm
thinking. Oh, look at you. Don't confuse our listeners.
Yeah. Okay, but it was somewhere in a, like, a, I use that as an example.
It was 20 years
an
ago.
Area
too.
That's changing.
No, Portage Park is hot right now.
You know, that no, was
the
changing.
The story he was telling, okay. Yeah. Talking about was 20 years
but
ago.
But inside, yeah. Portage Park is hot.
Joe?
Is Avondale. It? Yeah.
Area that's changing. You're about to hit something very important. That's probably the most important time to be all over or have consultants for
yes.
pulling permits because yes. things are changing so fast, like, especially like come February, you're trying to get something done. When do most changes happen? January 1st? Do a lot of stuff. I mean, doesn't a lot of stuff kick in at a certain time?
You mean rules?
Like, rules,
ordinances?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, they do.
So, like, here you are. You did something, let's say, in the same neighborhood back in October.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be shocked that February it doesn't fly the same way.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Look at that, Mehmeti. You were paying attention.
Because yeah. I've been the ass that got burnt on January 3rd.
So you were the
over
problem.
And over and over. I'm like, wait, I just did this 3 weeks ago.
Hey,
yeah,
by the way, January 3rd. Yeah. Bobby Hall's birthday. I just want to make a note of that. Robert Marvin Hall.
Carla,
my favorite.
Know who
she
that
has
is.
No idea
like,
who that is.
Carla. Bobby Hall. Head. It's with a U.
She
Hall?
Doesn't even know who Michael Jordan is. So just let
Are
her be.
Are you serious right now? My son plays baseball. I hope you know.
Yeah.
It's Michael Jordan.
He was a great baseball player.
He was the best baseball player.
Don't you
player
remember
ever.
When he had to play baseball?
Right. Here we go.
Did
By
he
way,
play baseball? He did play
You know
baseball.
What? Can I just tell you this? Michael Jordan. Is a client of Windy City Consulting.
Shut up. See, I just wanted to plug that.
Yeah, I have to say it.
You're welcome.
Look yeah. at that. You know yeah. MJ.
Wait, I would love to meet Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah, tell him he's
Michael
the best
Jackson.
Hockey player he's ever you've ever met.
Yeah.
Can we seriously? See, this is what happens when we get friends in the room.
With his restaurant that he is with.
All permits.
With yep,
you
we did all
that.
We did all the permits
so
for
you do commercial
both
as well,
of his
then.
Both times he did his restaurants and with the great chef Billy Kim.
Okay.
Okay. So.
So what you're trying to say, Joe, is you're highly connected.
Very.
You're the guy that knows
oh,
the guy.
Connected is a
really tough word on an Italian.
Yeah.
Do not.
Yeah.
He
I'm
is
sorry.
An Italian yeah. from the city of
yeah,
Chicago.
Yeah. What's the matter with you?
Don't use connected in yeah. this room. Jesus
no, you could
Christ.
Say that I'm a. Sorry. You know, I'm going to use the word. Of like two generations after me, we have a good network.
Ooh, yeah. That's fancy.
Our network, friends. Our network is quite large,
spanning from the north side to the south side.
Yes, the entire city flag, all four stars, and the two waterways.
So you're definitely someone to know. Especially
I would like to know me if I weren't me.
Well,
tell
hey, that was
all,
pretty good.
Aside from
a little girl like me,
I want to drop the mic after that.
Aside from being a kick-ass permit consultant,
yeah.
You're a celebrity.
Yeah, no. He is. Yeah,
you're
he
on
is.
TV. I've
yes,
seen you on
is.
TV.
Oh, we're going to go there.
Tell us the commercial you're on, Joe, so our viewers can go to TV.
But I'm not on it anymore. The guy's goofed. They didn't keep hiring me.
Well, he's done a couple videos. Too,
you're like the mattress
videos.
King, aren't you?
I was.
I seen you sprawling out on mattresses.
Yes.
Yeah? Laying around, rolling yes. around on the mattresses. Yes.
I had to quit when they wanted me to jump off the Hancock and land on a truckload of mattresses.
Well, that's what I would call it.
I said, what are you, nuts? Don't I have a stuntman?
Yeah. How do you go from permits to
They said Danny
a
DeVito wasn't
model.
Available, so I didn't know what to do.
You're a lot younger and better looking than Danny DeVito.
I am,
for
yes.
the record.
And I don't eat sausages out of my pocket.
There you go.
See, I like you already.
Thank you.
So, like, a poor girl like me
you
doesn't
sausages.
Have a lot of resources.
All the time.
Why are you... Why
I feel like this is a sports channel with
Hey, my high school kids are listening to this.
Yes, and he...
Earmuffs kids.
What's wrong with eating sausages?
Listen.
I guess nothing.
The question goes back to money, right?
Yes.
And profitability margins.
Yes.
It doesn't cost
an average
that
girl
much.
Like, oh, you know where I was going?
It doesn't cost that
this
much.
This is what I started looking
okay.
at.
She's so cheap. She's so
I don't
give
like
us,
that
give
word.
Us an idea. Hold
I
on.
Don't
so
like
let,
the word.
Let's just get serious
Google.
For a second.
Okay.
Give us an idea. If I'm going to go, if I'm building ground up,
yeah.
what's your average cost? I'm raising a 2,500 square foot home in the city of Chicago. I want to hire you guys. What's kind of an average cost to get permits expedited from Windy City? Ballpark.
I mean, our fees are probably, I would say, around the $1,000 range.
Yeah.
And then the city fees are probably around the same, if not $1,500. Out of the ground, though, there is a zoning hiss. If you're building on a vacant lot that did not have a building, there's something they have called the open space impact fee, and they hit you for another $1,000 for that.
Come on, what is an open space impact fee? Well, who are you going to impact, and what does that mean?
Is that what they call that?
That is.
Do they charge that at nightclubs? Because I think I paid that.
You did. After a 1 in the morning, they'll get you for that.
They're like, oh, you're going to have to pay the impact fee, Mr. Romero. Right. I'm like, great, let it rain.
My rehabs, when I was doing my rehabs all in with architectural drawings, I was at about $2,800 with permits and for each trade.
That's awesome.
But going back to $1,000.
That was when he stopped. That's since he stopped using us for
ballpark.
That cert, you know, that's going to have to go
ballpark $1,000, but you could possibly move it from a 60-day window to a 30-day window. This is a no-brainer.
And that's like the cost of staging a property, about plus or minus.
So drop the stage, get your permits, do it right.
Exactly.
I would say do it right. You know, here's the one thing I tell people. We're older now. You know, shortcuts
are
for...
Speak for yourself.
No. If you're in business, right?
Yes.
You're more mature. You're more responsible. Do it right once because you have something else to get to. You don't want to have to go backwards and say, man, why didn't I do it this way?
It's got value. It's got value, too.
You have children, right? You have children.
Yes.
You teach them... You know, shortcuts are cool when you're going to school, through the gangway, through the yard, whatever. Shortcuts in this isn't going to work because... In this day and age, you know, we got these babies.
Mm-hmm.
You got the snitcher next door.
Yep.
Or the snitcher in your building.
Snitcher. One day you just woke up and forgot to say.
Snitches get.
Listen to Joey Permits talking about snitches.
Well, I know all about them because people come in and I tell them, I say, do you think the city has a machine that looks into your third floor window and says, wow, they totally rehabbed that unit? No. Somebody
with a plastic fork and a spoon.
I know someone's got a camera into my third floor window.
Well, yeah, but that's only in your bathroom.
Yeah. No, it's more than my bathroom. But this reminds me, it's like laying tile. You know, you do it right the first time.
Yeah.
You never have to work.
Do it well.
You do it right the first time. You don't have to go back and do it again and again and again.
The fines alone, the aggravation. And then here's another good one. We can remove violations that have been remedied.
See, that's what I want to hear. How do we fix
the problem? On the city's
system.
We can remove those.
Ooh.
It takes a while, and that's another issue that you may, you know, you're talking about my window. Well, what if a buyer says, I'm not buying that. Those violations are still on there.
Right.
And you already paid for an architect. You paid for the drawings, your permits, the city fees, your contractors. The work is done after the fact of these violations. And now it's still showing up, right?
Now we got to, you know, deal with the inspectors and kind of go back to their bosses and make sure it gets off the system.
It gets signed off. Each inspector has to sign off the HVAC, the plumbing, et cetera. And that's another time-consuming issue. So what shortcut you think you're saving and the few dollars you think you're saving, your window, which I'm not familiar with of your sales windows, but you do know.
They're always
the value.
Too.
Yeah, it's like a guy that's borrowing hard money on a building.
Right.
You know, is it worth giving us,
especially then,
$1,000, which is, by the way, wherever the camera is right now, the cheapest in the city of Chicago.
Look at that, Joey Permits.
That's right,
bringing the price down.
But yeah.
Everyone listening to Margaret.
Mention this show; it'll be $999. We will give you a super big daddy discount right now. Call in right now.
Oh,
boom!
My God. Sounds like the Mattress King.
That is the Mattress King right there. He just got all mattress.
I saw that commercial.
I went mattressy. I had to go. So.
I agree, though. Seriously, it's very important that they do that because then you're going to regret it later. And if we're putting properties on the market, I've never thought to get our, you know, multi-unit properties with when I'm representing my buyer clients to check for these circumstances or these with these permits. Like, how do I do that as a realtor? Where do I start?
Call Windy City Consulting for free.
Yes.
We have.
You heard it on Market Overdrive. We're giving
for
you a free
it's a free phone call.
Free phone call.
Absolutely free.
Everything
I don't
else?
Know if we'll call back. No. But we will call you back and it's a free phone call. And we'll do
Look
some
Robert,
research.
He's like, I'll call you back.
He will. He's the best of callbacks.
Did you ever hear when Joe answers the phone in Windy City? Ring, ring. What do you want? What's your problem?
That's how he gets
Who's
things
speaking?
Done.
Who's speaking?
Who is this?
But he gets things done.
Are you friends
done.
With Vito? Are you friends with Vito?
Hold on. Let me get a pen. What do you think I'm doing here? Taking messages? So anyway.
But 15 minutes on the phone with you, and you're able to dig up a lot of information, because I've had the pleasure of using your services in the past.
Thank
free.
You. Thank you.
Thank you, Grox.
Well,
for the connection.
And thanks for the coffee.
Well, you know what? And actually, as a realtor,
we are
inviting our realtor family, our friends, our network.
Yes.
I'm connected too, Joe.
I love it.
Oh, God. Shut up. God, she's always trying to be somebody that
she's got the hookup.
I'm not connected. I don't know nobody.
You don't know nobody.
Everybody
knows me.
She knows us. So now she's connected.
Can I tell you that's exactly what I need to do? I just know these two. Hey, can you get me somebody?
She has used us to all oblivion. To connect her to the world. She's like,
she doesn't even send me clients.
Oh, man.
No.
Those are the clients that we're trying to close. Your clients, actually. Remember the two flat in the city? Mm-hmm. I had to call him because we thought it was a three flat. My client knew it was a three flat.
Right.
We got it under contract in 3 days because multi-unit properties are flying off the market.
Mm-hmm.
Remember I called you because then the appraiser came in and messed everything up for everybody. Darn appraisers.
I don't know about that one. I think the realtor didn't do some due diligence to find out what the true zoning of that property was.
Interesting.
My client knew he had a zoning. He had a zoning certificate.
Clients are full of shit.
Really? We went there. Did he just say that? Come
on. This is WGN. We have to be more.
I'm gonna leave the show because I'm a mommy. I don't appreciate your.
We cannot say the S word.
I thought we could.
So?
No, don't do that shit on the radio anymore.
I can't cope. Today is just really
I'll tell you
obnoxious,
what. Rob
crazy.
Here
yes, Rob.
Is awesome at research. And I always thought I was pretty good at it, but he really is fantastic. And he'll come back with things because we'll check water records. We'll check voter records. We'll go into the Board of Elections. Yeah, see, we're giving out secrets here. If any of you competitors are watching, tough luck. So... We'll go and check that possibly in 1942, somebody actually lived in that basement.
What?
And that's before 1957, which is when the zoning rules and laws came in effect, right?
And if someone didn't live there, we could say someone did live there.
Well, I won't.
I got a friend that did live there.
I can't do that.
I got a friend that lived everywhere. I'm just kidding, man.
So, but truthfully, there's a ton of research. And before you buy something that you think you're buying and you make a huge mistake... one of my former high school players buying a house with his parents. Luckily, the parents said, call Joe, called us. I said, that's not a three flat. That's a straight up two flat. The basement was like 6'2". Nothing in there except a furnace in the middle. And they're trying to say that somebody lived there because they had put a sink, a kitchen sink, and a toilet inside.
It's a really short person.
Yes, and it was. It was. They said, oh, well, my grandma lived down there, and it was an in-law apartment. There's no such thing as that, and there's no such thing as grandfathered in.
Oh, that's a key word.
Yeah, that grandfathered stuff.
In.
That was,
it's a variance.
That was just, I believe, something to do with voting back in the old days.
I think that history is amazing. I'm in love with you today, Joe.
You're in love with everybody that comes on the show.
I love Joe. He knows more than you.
You love everybody. Don't let her fool you. Watch some of the old shows. She loves everybody.
I'm going to do that. Rob,
Joe.
Would you do all the research?
Do the research on it. And find out who's living in her basement.
We're going to do Yes. Yes.
So we're at the 45-minute mark. You know that, right?
Yes, we're at the 45-minute
mark. This has gone by really fast.
What do you talk about my basement? What did you say?
Yeah.
I can't focus.
What's that address now?
Well,
whatever.
Can I tell you a quick story about you?
Nobody cares about his
family. Who you could trust and who you can't?
Nobody.
Yes.
A
couple walked into my office many years ago. The husband is pacing back and forth behind the wife talking to me at the counter. And she gives me the violations. I think you were there, Rob. And I'm looking at the violations. I said, this is clear that somebody snitched on you. Somebody called.
You got a snitch in the neighborhood.
You definitely do.
Don't
because it's no. It was like even more internal. It was like they showed him. Look at this pipe leaking. Look at this doorknob broken inside the unit. Well, I said somebody definitely called on you. The husband got walking back and forth, furious.
Shut up! I know where this is going. Are you serious?
Who snitched?
The husband.
His mistress.
Worse.
What?
Her father. Here's why.
Yo, daddy's a snitch.
No, here's why.
Mama's a snitch.
It was his building.
Snitch ass snitch.
Yes.
That's awesome.
It was his building originally, and he went and got it underwater.
They were, oh.
So he's about to lose the family building. And so the daughter and son came to the rescue of Papa and said, Dad, here's the deal. You live in the basement. You stay in the basement. We'll rent out the... the unit so that we can get some income and you could stay here rest of your life.
So the dad reported his slumlord daughter.
No slumlord.
He reported himself
because the husband just came clean. He says, you know what? I'm trying to make all these repairs, and every day this guy still thinks he owns the house. Oh, you're doing it wrong. Oh, you shouldn't paint this.
Oh.
Yeah, because it was his house for 40 years.
He wasn't doing it right.
Right. It was his house 40 years, and then he went and got one of those mortgages where, you know, he bought two Hummers and went to Vegas. And then the loan came, right? The bill came, and he was like, I don't have that money.
Wow.
So they started all the proceedings, et cetera. So the daughter and son-in-law bail him out so he can live in that house. They were even paying more than it was worth just so he could live there comfortably. And he got in the argument with the son-in-law about who's fixing what and this and that. And he actually went to the billing department, gave him the address with pictures.
Wow.
And said, look at this. It's an illegal apartment. I'll let you in. So
someone's always watching you. You don't know who you're going
to. You got it.
Yep.
Do it right. Do it right.
Sometimes
the first time.
Sometimes you wake up, you don't say hello to your neighbor. She snitches on you because you looked at her the wrong way. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we're at the end here.
Oh, boy.
What does that mean? I don't speak dummy language.
It's time for you to wrap up the show. It's been 45. I'm getting it in my ear. They're like, you got to get out of here, man. WGN has other people. You're not the only people.
I thought they loved us here. Well, they love us here. Our producer
is so
awesome.
No, WGN means we got to go now.
You're listening to Market Overdrive. We're here every Wednesday. And of course, you can share and subscribe to our podcast, I'm sorry, our shows on www.marketoverdrive.com as well as YouTube. And you can always get a hold of our guests if you email us at info@marketoverdrive.com. But if you want a straight connection with the boss or to the boss, where can they reach you, Mr. Joe G? JG.
You can call Joe or Rob at 773-252-9453.
And how about you? Any words of advice, Mr. Developer, Contractor,
let's not be frugal.
JC?
Spend a few thousand dollars.
Cheap.
To get
you call me cheap on the show.
You are cheap. To get these permits expedited and do it right. Because time is money.
Got to let our guests give us one last parting thought before we go. What's your advice to anybody listening? The most fundamental thing to get everyone going.
I would say do your research before buying it. You know, give us a call. Let us take a look at what zoning district you're in. Let us take a look at what the city has on file and let us get a feel of what you want to do and what you want for your property. And we'll tell you if it's possible.
Yeah, especially for all of you who are going to these like one day seminars and people are telling you how to flip and how to be an investor. And they're not telling you to add this little line item on that, budget. You should definitely do that. Replace it with something else, but don't cut corners this way because it's going to come back to haunt you. And anything that we do, like a $2,500 investment with zoning and certificates or getting, you know, whatever the right zoning certificates, it's going to cost you more because when we're at the closing table and this comes up, it's going to fall apart. And then you're 30 days, 60 days again back and you lose your loan. It's a big mess. So you got to prepare.
You might lose your buyer.
For sure, lose the buyer.
And we also check contractors so to verify that they are, in fact, in good standing with the city of Chicago.
Oh, awesome.
And we'll do that for free also.
That's great. So if I'm just starting, if I'm a realtor, or even if I'm buying something and I see the little remarks on that listing sheet that says grandfather in or, you know, in-law arrangement, make sure that those kind of keywords trigger some thoughts and contact Joe so he can, you know, advise you or Robert advise you as to the best route. Because you're going to inherit these problems, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Yes, you will.
Go ahead. That was my closeout.
For the love of God, yeah. We're going to wrap this bad boy
up.
You have been listening to Market Overdrive. Today's topic, as everybody knows, has been building codes and getting permits. And we've had the best in the business here in the city of Chicago, Joe Glorioso, also known a.k.a. Mattress King, and his partner, Robert Nolter, both of Winnie City Consulting. We want to thank you guys for coming out. Thank you for the information.
Thanks.
And you will be able to see this show on YouTube and, of course, our website, which will probably be up in a couple days. I should say the show will be up in a couple days. The site, marketoverdrive.com, is up. YouTube channel is up. And, of course, we're on podcast with the WGN We Good Now Network. That is Carla Mina of Coldwell Banker. That is Grago Funas, and I am Nick Mamedi of iLoan. We are done. We will see you guys next Wednesday at 10 a.m. Peace!